Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Collaborative Voices from Community Networks Aotearoa. Conversations and interviews on all kinds of subjects of interest to the community and voluntary sector. Listen up for Collaborative Voices from Wellington Access Radio.
Kia ora and welcome to Collaborative Voices, presented by Community Networks Aotearoa. CNA is an organisation of over 87 networking organisations across the Motu. We advocate, support and resource in the community and voluntary sector. If you want to know more about our work, best idea is to Dr. Google Community Networks Aotearoa. My name is Patrick Davies and I'm the Engagement Officer for CNA, and it's my pleasure to introduce our guest for today, Eva Chen from ANCAD, an acronym that stands for Auckland North Community and Development. And she's here to talk about the Community Accounting Program, a collaboration to help community organisations just like you. Eva is the Community Accounting Program Lead. Eva, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Patrick.
Oh, that's awesome. I really appreciate you taking time out to have a chat with us. So the first question I have is a bit of a quick one. I always just ask this for fun. Not-for-profit or for-purpose, which do you prefer and why?
I suppose for-purpose.
Yeah?
Because we are here for a purpose. We're here for a reason. We're here to do something.
Oh, that's lovely. I like that. So in terms of the amount of interviews I've done over the last year or so, I think everybody's leaning towards for purpose. So that's good because I agree, because it's about we have something to offer. We have something to direct ourselves forward into what's going on as opposed to what we don't have. So anyway, what we're here to really talk about is the Community Accounting Program. Could you just give us sort of like a brief rundown of what that is and what you're able to offer Aotearoa New Zealand?
So thank you, Patrick. Community Accounting Program is a partnership between ANCAD and Mass University and our various funders that it's to work with Mass University and Chartered Accountant Australia and New Zealand.
Okay.
So we are working with Mass University Accounting Schools to recruit their accounting students from bachelor to master. And each semester, we don't do summer school, but we do semester one and semester two. So each semester, we'll have 6 weeks time frame to work with our community organizations to help them with their finance, such as finance report, finance structure, accountability report,
yeah,
advice, and
yeah,
and trainings for those accounting softwares. We don't do GST, we don't do tax return, because these are the student who is doing that.
Right.
In saying that, we have the Chartered Accountant Mentor to mentor the students, to guide the students. This is how what normally things are done in New Zealand, or this is according to New Zealand's regulation, this is how you do it. And the reason we're helping the community organization is that, I'm sure you will know that better than I do, is that, like I said, we are for-purpose people. We have passion to our community. We know there's something missing. We want to help our people. When we want to do that, it's not always we have a very good accounting skills.
Yep.
I mean, we do have people been working in the community for the past 20, 25, 30 years. But then when we talk about when we talk about accounting, they still try to shuffle the question to someone else. they know their communities, they know the work, they know the struggles like back of their hand.
Yeah.
But when you talk about accounting, they will be like, that's another universe. So,
yes.
But with our accounting students, this is everything they know. That every question we have, everything we're struggling to work on, is everything they know.
Yeah.
So it's a good match, and to help the organizations when they, because they, for example, I do have a organization tell me that they always short of funding, not because they can't get funding. It's always because when they are doing the budgeting, there's always some cost missing.
Right.
There's either there's two coordinators, but they only pay for one or apply for one, or there are some works they forgot to put printing, stationery, those kind of things.
Yeah.
But with the students who has been learning this from the book, they will look at very closely and say, hang on, you're missing this part or that part is not. So it's a good match for both sides. And also a lot of our students are international students or new students. What I pick from our previous community accounting ceremony is that from the chartered accountant mentors, they would say that every year you probably be competing with another 200 graduate students in this job field, especially economic right now.
Right,
But
wow.
whoever stand out is that whoever has that work of job experience, work experience with local people and with international students, you don't have the opportunity to have a
Right.
local working experience. And so community accounting becoming a very good or strong reference for them. And saying that, I've been in this role for the past 2 years. We have five students in full-time role.
Wow. Wow. I think it's a win-win situation for everybody,
Yes,
really. And I suppose it's also a great way for international students to get to know New Zealand on a better idea of those grassroots communities that are in your suburbs rather than sort of this textbook that they're looking at.
yes. Yes. And everyone's story is very interesting. Some are doing this for refugee families, for the settlements, and the insights that sharing to the students who has no idea what the refugee life is like, and
Right.
actually open up their whole new worldview. And so a lot of our students after the program, they will offer to the organization that can I volunteer in your organization, and that builds a long-term relationship.
Oh, I think that's fantastic. That's a great way of giving them the experience, but also having that long-term relationship because they see the value of the community organizations and they see the work that's being done. That's going to be very fulfilling for them as well.
Yes, and Mass University, I can only speak for Mass University because I'm only working with them, but Mass University has a very diverse international students. So that also brings the diversity to the work, to the local organizations. We do work with a lot of local organizations. When I say local, not only in Auckland, but in various places in New Zealand, they probably don't really have certain people or certain ethnicity in their area. So it's
Right.
like an eye-opening as well when they were sharing their backgrounds.
Expanding the worldview because you offer this to right across the country, don't you?
Yes, thanks to the technology when it works well.
Technology is always Zoom. What did we do without it, basically? And so this does cover all kinds of organizations, not-for-profits, for-purpose organizations.
Yes, and we work with in corporate society, charities, sport clubs, so all sort of legal entities.
Yeah.
They're not for profit or for purpose.
Yeah. And I know that I think it was in 2023, the XRB, which is the external reporting board that everybody has to front up to with their financial reporting, changed new bits and pieces. Can you give us an idea of what sort of what the XRB, the external reporting board, really actually is?
That's outside of my knowledge.
Apologies, I threw that through that qu question in. It's one of, yeah, for us, it's one of those. It's basically the people who set the requirements for financial reporting, and they always speak in a lot of jargon. I've been to a number of, my apologies to XRB people, but I've got to say, if you can use plain English so that people can understand, that would be really helpful. So, in terms of your program, having somebody who is well versed in that jargon, in that world, who understands the definitions of all those amazingly, I mean, they're great words, but I just have no clue what they mean. So I can see that that's a real value to people who just live in the ordinary world and who aren't part of the accountancy world. How did you guys get involved with BASI?
So this program has been running since 2017. So
Wow.
the founder of this program is this chief. He's retired. That's why I'm the new chief. Put it that way. Chief and Warwick, who Warwick and Fawzi, they both are professors in Mass University, and they know each other way back. So they came up with the idea of our accounting students have lack of opportunity to work with local people or local worker experience. And Chief came up and said, yes, in our organization needs help. Like you said, the report, we don't know what that is. I mean, organizations probably have no idea to know what it is. And so that's a good match. And but because the students' priority is their studies, so the program is set for 6 weeks. So it's
Right.
between the semesters, but have to finish before their study break or final exam break, so they can actually focus on. That's why the number sounds very short, the 6 weeks, but that's
Yeah.
because of we don't want to take any more time from our students when then we need to. And also that's the beauty of the chartered accountant mentors. Because we
Yeah.
often have organizations come up and say, oh, I just need you to help me with that. And saying that is actually a big piece of work.
Yeah,
And
I
so,
can.
yeah, and with the chartered accountant mentor, they are very experienced. They will ask questions and they will say that, okay, let's break this into small pieces that we can finish this in semester one and this in semester two, and
Right.
then make sure that it's not overloading the student.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, that fits in very well, and just having the chartered accountants being there who have been in their role for years and years as mentors and making sure that everything's okay. Are we talking for the Massey students in the first year, second year, or third year program?
We started when we recruit the students. It could be from first year of their bachelor to the last year of their master paper.
Right.
So it varies. We open up to all the account school of accounting students. What's very interesting there is that we do have there's one group there, not only one, there's quite a few groups when we first meeting introducing each other and every student said I'm the master paper of this and that, and then we ended up our chartered accountant mentor said that I feel like I'm not quite qualified to mentor you guys because I am a bachelor graduate or something, and you know it's nothing. And then there's the another occasion that when our chartered accountant mentor goes, I've been in this business field for the past 30 years. And the student went, oh, I wasn't even born yet.
I feel that. I feel that sometimes. We're just going to take a very quick break to listen to a song. So we'll be back quite shortly with Eva Chen and Collaborative Voices.
That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a
much hope you enjoyed that and had a good time tapping your feet to that. Now, Eva, I'm a little bit intrigued about how did you end up here as the program lead for community accounting? Where, what's your journey?
Before I start, I like to say that this is also the part of thing that I always share with the community accounting students. It's the people you know that I used to work with Clark, our NCAS Pacific lead program lead, and in another work capacity. We both work in New Zealand for Census 2023, and he landed with NCAT first. When my contract was completed, I was seeking for job too, and he goes, "You should come and talk to NCAT." And he also speak highly about me to the NCAT, to my boss. That's how I landed to this job, and that's what I share with the students, is that when someone you know and someone the organization trust give a good few words about you, you get a job. And for the current environments like now, it's just priceless.
Those relationships, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah,
But
and
of
when
course you have to work hard, but
yes.
yeah.
And I very much appreciate that the more and more I work in the sector, the more and more relationships you get and the strengthening of those. And then, you know, they'll say, oh, by the way, you're having this issue or this opportunity, then, oh, I actually know somebody that I've been talking to recently. I might connect the two of you up. You might have something in common that you want to have a coffee or a korero about. And I find that's just such an interesting way to network. New Zealand's a small place anyway, but our
Yes.
sector is so sort of diverse and spread out, but you always find somebody with the same similar interests as well. In
Yes.
terms of our sector, what do you see at the moment? I mean, it's 2026, we are in an election year, and we might come to that just briefly, but in terms of what's the picture for you that you see around Auckland North at the moment in terms of issues and opportunities that you're encountering?
Well, with community accounting, you'll always hear the organization say that we're short of resource, we're short of fundings, we're short of people. What we've never been short of is volunteers, but
Right.
everything else is hard. And I think that that's when I always share what other work we do in NCAD, is that Clark is doing the Pacific capability build. So he's bringing the capability building trainings to the Pacific communities to help the organizations to grow, to sustain themselves. And the program is led by Simon, who is the LIFT program lead, and he does all sort of plannings, engagements, and implementing it. And those are the things that it's needed in the ethnic community. I can't speak for any other communities, but for in the ethnic space, like you said, we don't know people. Even though New Zealand is a small space, we don't know people. We don't know who is good to deliver the trainings. We don't know who to ask for help with. Say, I don't know about governance. Who should I ask to? We probably don't know. But with the program, we have good facilitators, consultants that can train our community organizations, and that way they build the capabilities so they'll be able to sustain themselves. For example, community accounting program, when our organization is struggling with their finance report, the students will show them how to do it, the report, the new report templates, which is very confusing to everyone. The students will be able to go online, do some research, and show them how to do it, explain how to do it. So at the end of the day, they don't have to pull their hair out to prepare that. At least the students are there, and there's a recommendation report to say, here's how you do it. So what I like always say to people is that I love their work that directly support to the grassroots communities or families. And what NK do, what we do, is to support you to be able to support more people.
Nice. Nice, because you work in that mentoring aspect, the accounting aspect, but also the governance strategy and HR support. So there's quite a wide variety of programs and resources that you can help people learn about, which I find re fantastic and really fascinating. Because once you've had an accounting student work you through the things that you need to do to be successful, then you know what you're doing. And you can keep implementing that. And then when somebody new comes in, a new volunteer, you can help them and pass that knowledge on.
Yes. Just pass it forward.
Yeah, I love that idea because it really is very much about spreading that knowledge. And especially in our sector in the last couple of years, we have had a bunch of legislation go through where everybody has to do this and then everybody has to do that. And one of our objectives, I'm just a shameless plug for CNA, is about translating all of that kind of stuff into plain language about what do you need to do, when do you need to do by it, and who can you call, not Ghostbusters, but CNA or ANCAD. And I'd heavily suggest that if you haven't already, Google ANCAD. They have a wide variety of programs and they do a lot of amazing work in a wide variety of different spaces. But what's the future for you? How long do you think you're going to stay with the program?
I suppose as long as I can, because I really enjoy engaging with the organizations and hearing their stories. On the other hand, I really love those young kids. Some of them are my age, but I really love those kids, those students, sharing different perspective. And something that I always say in the community is that I came as an international student. I don't have extended family here. So I'm working in ANCAD as extending my family with ANCAD, and working in the community accounting program as extending my family to Aotearoa, like nationwide.
And you'll be growing that family year by year. I think that's fantastic. And also it must be a wide, diverse range of people that you've encountered and you continue to encounter as well. That's so cool. That's so cool. I always get giggly when it's about, because it's about fun now. It is about people. We can get legislation, we can get numbers, and we can get accountancy. But at the end of the day, each of those numbers represents somebody in this story. So we're coming up to the end of our time. Thank you again for coming on the show. But I was just wondering, we are in an election year. What do you think peeps should be thinking about? In terms of what are the issues that you would hope that informs their decisions about our election later in the year, generally?
With the people that I'm working with, the priority is get them enrolled. We do have new people coming every year, every month, every day, and they probably, some of them never vote in their life. So and that's a privilege that you can vote, you can choose whatever what policies, parties, or politicians you like. It's a privilege. And so I think from us, from what I see is that to get people to vote, to register and vote, that is a big thing. And to get people understand the policies that like you said, plain English. With migrants or people with English as second language, those jargons are too hard to understand. Then they get put into too hard basket. Then it seems like no one cares about it, but it actually happens like every day of our life. It could be climate change, it could be economic, it could be like I started with family violence prevention. It could be family violence prevention. It could be mental health. It could be postnatal depression. Those kind of things that when it gets too technical, people doesn't understand.
And
And
it makes them give up too.
yeah, true, true.
So
So I
I love that. The whole idea of just making it easy for us to understand peeps, that would be really great. Hey, Eva, thank you so much for giving us your time and expertise. If anybody out there would love to get in contact with Eva and the Community Accounting Program, you can go to ANCAD.org.nz and you will find all the information there, nice and simple. Or you can just Google ANCAD Community Accounting Program and you'll get Eva's contact details there. And you can also Google CNA as well. Thank you so much, everybody. This has been Collaborative Voices presented by Community Networks Aotearoa. Have a great day.
thank you.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.